Like it.
Having so much fun here with La Creature that I almost missed the end of that, you know. Then it's time to go back on. I can't hear you talk. It's noise. I'm not going because I don't have the right thing up. That's why. There you go.
it's my first day.
Yeah, for both of us, apparently. So thanks for playing all those wonderful old songs from Sad Flower Songs. Just to note,
they're not that old.
Well, they have evolved. So I mean, I love those songs, but then when I hear the newer versions, I go, oh, yeah, they're different. This is kind
of
better.
And the one we just played, really, was the last one we just played, The Sickness?
That was Sucker Savior. Before that was The Sickness.
Sickness is my favorite I've heard so far.
Yeah, no, yeah. You like The Sickness, and I wanted to play Sucker Savior. So we did both.
Right.
And all. But yes, so yeah, we've had guitarists and keyboardists and electronic recording artists come and go. We could use two more people. We need a guitarist and we need a drum tracks, backing tracks producer. If you know anybody, if you're interested, please contact me at lucretiusdaggers@rcn.com. Check us out on Craigslist. We've got a couple ads there. You can see us on Facebook under my name, Lucretia X Machina, or Lucretius Daggers, and go to the website as well. Contact us.
Yes. You had some more information on that plague and pestilence, right?
Yes. So see if I can see it from my Facebook page. So yes, we did a parody of Mama, We're All Crazy Now by Quiet Riot. And I changed it, the words, to Mama.
You mean by Slade?
Yeah, right. No. I changed it. Oh, look at this thing is changing on me. Damn it. I gotta stop swearing. I changed it to Mama, We All Have COVID Now. So that was one, and I wrote that. But yeah, no, I've lost the page.
Oh, man.
There were several other songs.
What was the... Can you remember the Talking Heads one you covered?
That's what I'm looking for now, but my phone is not cooperating.
You can't remember the name of it?
Dude.
Because I'd love to play it, you know? I love Talking Heads.
Yeah, I'm trying.
I mean, I'd at least play the Talking Heads version.
All right, I got the page back. Let's check it out. Let's see. Get the Mama one. Oh, I got... I hit something and then I got Brian Young's show.
Now, nothing wrong with that. We're 91.5 WMFO in Medford. And I did not forget, we will play Thoughts and Prayers in a little bit.
Yes.
Title track from the Thoughts and Prayers album, yes. The Creature's Daggers.
Okay, well, I know that we also covered our late, great, wonderful friend, Anderson Marr. She had a band called Sans Nomenclature, and we did a cover of her Zombie Cats.
Okay.
We threw that one in there. Love you, Anders. Miss you a lot. I can't look at it anymore, apparently. Facebook's not letting me in. Boo. So, yeah. If Jason was here, he'd tell you.
All right. Lucretia Ex Machina, and you can... ask her anything at 855-915-9636. She'll probably be answering.
Sure.
Since I can't. Here's some thoughts and prayers going out to you.
Yeah.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. My sincere apologies to Jason Skulls, who was our guest a couple of weeks ago. I think he left us some dead Harrison, but I have an empty CD case here. And I really wanted to put it in the system, too, but I guess I never got to it. And Lucretia and I have been looking like mad to the CD to play something from it.
Yep.
I guess they're going to have to get me another one. I'll look in here some more. We'll keep looking, all right?
Yeah.
Now she's pissed at me.
No. It just doesn't make any sense, dude.
It does make sense. I don't spend all my time here. I don't live here.
Yeah, you probably left it here and somebody else said, ooh, this looks good.
That might have happened. It could have been left right in the CD player.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. And somebody... I'll look over there. Maybe they took it out and put it over there.
Maybe.
I'll look. We'll keep looking for it.
In the meantime.
In the meantime, I've got Lucretia Ex Machina here.
Yeah. That was stuff from our EP, Thoughts and Prayers.
Yes.
We had Thoughts and Prayers, which is anti-gun violence.
Mm-hmm.
New Army. Do we play New Army?
Yes, we just played it.
That's also environmentally related, climate change. Earth's message to her people, are we listening?
And you figured out it was life during wartime.
It was life during wartime by the Talking Heads, that plague and pestilence.
It's Talking Heads. The name of the band is Talking Heads.
Correct. But but we renamed it and I rewrote it as life during quarantine.
That's right.
Yes. We also did, what was another one I remembered? Oh, Mama, We're All Crazy Now is, we all have COVID now.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Great stuff. You can look it all up.
That's free.
If somebody had us the board connected to the internet, then I would play this stuff.
Dope.
But we have lots of other great stuff to play. What would you like? Anything you want to get out before we say farewell? But Lucretia can stick around. She might stay with me for the rest of the show.
I might.
Maybe not that you're pissed at me now.
No, Dead Harrison's pissed at you and through me.
Okay.
I'm channeling them.
All right.
I'm looking at this empty case. It's so beautiful, isn't it? Look at all that artwork
that
Andre the Dead did. Isn't that amazing?
You can hang it on the wall if you want.
You could.
I have tacks. Do you want to put that up?
You can. I'm not doing it.
I'll do it.
Cool. So, so Lucretia's Daggers, we're looking for a guitarist. You've heard our sound. It's kind of evolved over the years. And we're just looking for people who are creative, who've got lots of musical chops for guitarists, as well as a electronics backing tracks producer. This could be keyboardist, could be electronic drums. We've had all of the above in the band in the past, but we do have mostly tracks now, if we were to continue with that. We actually have our former guitarist, Max. Maximilian, I call him, but he goes by Max Chevelle. And he has...
Chevy Chevelle?
Yeah! See, you like cars.
Mm-hmm.
So he is filling in for the drum tracks producer at this time. Maybe he will continue. We'll see how that goes. But we definitely need a guitarist either way. So check us out online, lucretiasdaggers.com. That's lucretiasdaggers.com. And you can write to me at lucretiasdaggers@rcn. That's ratcatnatalie.com. That's the way I like to say it.
Cool.
And check it out. So you just heard from the EP Thoughts and Prayers, produced by Joel Simchez and Donnie Darko.
I gotta play some Butterscotch. I'll have some Butterscotch after this.
That's right. And Jesse, my former guitarist Jesse, was on that album. Lots of guitarists come and go. All musicians do. There's various reasons. It just happens, folks. But we want to keep it going. It's 20 plus years, and I'm still alive, so... Lucretia's Daggers will continue as long as I'm alive.
Still looking good, Lucretia.
I'll be in a walker and I'll still be chanting.
With your megaphone.
Yes, my megaphone, my tambourine, and my maracas, because that's all I can play.
Right on.
By hand.
Patricia's Daggers. Check them out. Check out Dead Harrison. We'll be looking for their music. Maybe you'll hear some in a little bit. And
you got one last track, right? From Thoughts and Prayers?
Yeah. Lonely Island?
Yes, and I want to stress that Lonely Island and Thoughts and Prayers were written by my co-author now, because I started the band and it was all my lyrics. And then Donnie Darko started producing his own wonderful songs, sociopolitical, the way that I like it. And this one is Lonely Island, and it is a depression awareness, mental health awareness.
Oh, very nice.
And Thoughts and Prayers was anti-gun violence.
I thank you for that.
Yes, we all do.
All right. 91.5 WMFO.
Love you, Donnie.
Medford. Yeah, we're all crazy now.
Just keep smiling, but dear.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. It is a crash course for the Raver Show. And I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Lucretia X Machina.
How much am I getting paid for this? $2. I want my $2.
What movie was that? Better Off Dead.
Yes.
People used to tell me all the time I looked like John Cusack when I was younger.
Really?
I don't know where it comes from.
You're too tall for that now.
I don't see it.
I said Weird Al. If you put on a wig and those shirts, Halloween,
you just
said
I kept my Hawaiian shirts.
Yes.
No, but that's one of those things, like, there must be something, because I've heard it from, like,
really
a half dozen people in different situations, you know, like people that weren't with each other or know each other, have said, you know, you remind me of John Cusack. And I go, what the hell? Like, where are you getting that?
No.
What's the other ones I've heard? I heard Richard Gere.
Really? Okay.
Nice compliment, but from what I heard, I think I'm more hung. And
okay,
I don't do gerbils.
Oh, yikes. Let's make more 80s references.
Yeah, what's the other big ones? I don't know.
That's what she said.
A lot of people have said that our cover of Drive-In Saturday, which is the theme song to A Crash Course for the Ravers, I've heard from a few people, sounds like Bob Dylan.
Yes, we said
that. Didn't you say that,
too? I said that,
yeah. You guys weren't the only one. So I'm like, there is some... I would never have thought of that. I don't hear it. But it's not the first time it's been said. I've heard that a few times from different people. So I'm like, there's something there for sure. I'll take it.
Sure.
I know he's not known as the best vocalist, but I'll take it. He's famous.
He's got the lyrics, though.
Yeah, yes. Oh, yes. For sure. One of the best.
Yep.
Maybe we'll even play one of my favorite Dylan songs in a little bit. But right now, it's time for the Boston Groupie News Report. That's where, when I go to bostongroupienews.com, tell you what's happening tonight, maybe a little further out. Duck and Cover, Speed Teeth. That's with Ian Clark, Audrey's boy. Jesse Vaughn Kenmore and Andy Excuse. Some good people in that band, huh?
Love that name.
Speed Teeth. That's at Kodo in Salem. Tell the Brigands. Haven't heard from them in a while. Cruel Miracle. They're all at the Square Root tonight. There's a Facebook page here you can look at. WRPS Tival? Or do they mean Trivial? I bet that's supposed to say Trivial. I don't know. WRPS Tival. Tivel. With Dogmatics. Stars Like Ours. Great band, actually. Saw them at the Midway a few weeks ago. Why Nots? And more at Rockland High School. Food and live music. An air-conditioned hall. That's enough for me.
Yeah. Trying to get you there.
It's a scholarship fundraiser, too. And there's a Facebook page. You can check that out at. Dogmatics playing.
They're fun.
High school. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. They've been here on the show. Great guys. Mm. I actually helped with the movie Chet's Last Call.
Oh, my God.
Which they were featured in. Yeah. Somehow I got... They rung me into that one. I've never even been in Chet's. I remember seeing the sign for the place.
Yeah.
I was too young.
Kids, yeah.
All right. Benefit for Rosie's Place with Neighborhood Schnitt. Unhinged. No Chain. Latch. If you got No Chain, at least you got a latch.
I know. It goes together.
Cold Case. That's all at the Midway. Starting in 20 minutes.
Whoa.
Get there. It's fast. If you want to see that, there's a Facebook page you can look at. Oh, actually, I'm sorry. Never mind. Stop. Stop where you
Stop
are.
Stop the presses.
Yes. That was a Sunday show. Tomorrow at 3 p.m., Benefit for Rosie's Place with Neighborhood Schnitt, Unhinged, No Chain, Latch. Yeah, did they? All those names go together
latch,
way too
no
good.
Chain.
Did they make up these bands just for this show?
A latch and a chain. Hope they get whips, too.
Yeah. BDSM going on at Midway?
BDSM, yes.
I might have to go check that out. 3 p.m. tomorrow, and they got a Facebook page. Reckless Records presents the FUs. The Thighscrapers' first show was opening up for the FUs.
Really?
At the Rosebud.
Yep. You know, our first show, we were opened up for, Human Wine.
Who?
Human Wine.
I don't know.
Oh, you missed a good one then.
Good band?
She's still around.
I'll see if they're in the
Holly,
system.
Holly, Human Wine,
W-I-N-E. What's her last name?
Holly Brewer. And she's in Vermont now, I believe. But it used to be a full band, and it's kind of along the lines of our stuff, kind of quirky, sociopolitical, arty.
We'll look them up and see if they're in the system.
Please, please do. Ah. That was at O'Brien's.
What?
We the first place we played was O'Brien's.
Great place. I want to play there.
I know. I need to get back.
I don't know why we seem made for that place.
Mm.
Yes, Reckless Records presents the FUs, Worm, Ruffian Dick, and more to be announced. That's at the C-Note next Friday. C-Note in Hull, Facebook page represented. Also next Friday, The Strange Men, Tsunami of Sound. With Bikini Whale!
Oh my God, that is an incredible show.
And it's all happening at the Beachcomber in Wellfleet. Don't get mixed up with the Beachcomber in Quincy.
Mm.
Major dive.
Yeah.
Beachcomber in Wellfleet.
Nice.
It's up there.
Yeah, I haven't been.
Oh, it's
but
a great venue.
I've heard
great
Tsunami
venue.
Of Sound and saw them play in Waltham.
I've had them play here live a few times.
So
they
fun.
Might have been my first live band on Crash Course.
Cool.
I remember, like, we had the window, it was in the summertime, had all the windows wide open, and like surf music was just blaring out into the neighborhood, live surf music. It was great, because I went out for a cigarette. I'm like, oh, this is cool.
Tufts here is really great music, whether they like it or not.
And this corner, yeah. What was I going to say about that? Oh, yeah, the Beachcomber and Wellfleet. I was on vacationing down the Cape one summer with a couple friends of mine, and somebody said, let's go check out the Beachcomber. And I had been there for something else. I've seen John Pohita there, which was a great show.
Nice.
Yeah, great guy, great show. I went down the Cape for that. Just because I know it's a fun venue. I mean, I love John Pohita, but it's kind of a hike. But that place is worth it.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, while I was vacationing down there, we were like, oh, yeah, let's just stop in for a beer, some raw oysters. They have raw oyster bars there, nice. You know. We swing in there. I'm like, oh, they got a band playing. Toots and the Maytals.
No.
You know
that
Toots?
That is super cool, yeah.
Yeah, I guess he passed away a couple of years ago. But, yeah, the writers of Pressure Drop. Which the Clash made famous, I think, to us, you know.
Wow.
I mean, in Jamaica, the kings, you know, Toots and the Maytals.
Yep.
91.5 WMFO Medford. Anything else happening before next Saturday? Because then I will be doing this again. Oh, yes, next Friday, Linnea's Garden celebrates the release of their newest single, No Vision.
Yay!
Performing at the Middle East Upstairs with special guests Lipsmear, Tiffy, and Lover of Eve. Also next Friday, Bootleg Dan presents Shop Class, Muck in the Myers, and the Chelsea Curve. Great show. That's at the Barn next Friday. And there's a Facebook page for that. And Girl with a Hawk is playing on Crash Course for the Ravers. Next Saturday. See you then. We're 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Somebody asked for some Mad Painter.
Yes, I did.
I'll up you one better. I'll play some Mad Painter. And I do believe Kenny Hyland's part of that band.
Yay!
I'll back it up with some gizmos after that. Okay. How's that?
Sure.
All right. How's that? If you don't like that, hit it with a bat.
It's delicious.
Delicious.
Of your, I don't live on a shelf like a toy in a store. A little tin soldier back into the fray. Got metal to forge and I won't fade to gray. Bonafide warrior was born to fight. felt sorry or looked for the light. I've traveled so far, 'cause I follow the rules. I still follow my star, but they find me old school. They call me a samurai, but I don't know if I'm wrong or right. Just a rock and roll samurai. Maybe tired, but my blade is still bright. So many years I've spent on the road. I had no fears, 'cause I've honored the code. Stir crazy, I wait for the brightest of rays to fight off this state that the future betrays. They call me a samurai, but I don't know if I'm wrong or right. Notions may seem so absurd, so the time has come to dust off my sword. They call me a samurai, but I don't know if I'm wrong or right. Just a rock and roll samurai. Maybe tired, but my blade is still bright.
Next week, you know we're gonna run the snow.
Okay, that's some oddness, isn't it? 91.5 WMFO in Medford. I think that track might be broken. Try something else. You gotta try something else. Try something else right now. Wow, that's doing the same thing. Stars Like Ours. Like, all broken and stuff. I try one more.
Started with a postcard I couldn't throw away.
Somebody tell Stars Like Ours we need a new CD to put in the system. Brian needs a new CD because Brian only deals with CDs. I've decided I don't care anymore. I'm not even embarrassed by it. That's how I do it. Shut up and burn it. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. I'll be back next week with Girl with a Hawk. Starring Linda Vianz and Danny. Great people. Very nice people. Unlike what you just heard. let's see. After hanging out with Lucretia and Lucretia's Daggers, we have Butterscotch, Slade, Talking Heads, Mad Painter, Gizmos, The Brigands, Chelsea Curve, Stars Like Ours, and your man Frank Zappa. I'm going to leave you with some Smitty Smitty. Well, I got to put it on right after this. Until next time, see ya!
My husband had a gun. Him and his friends would go shooting. When he stored the gun, he didn't know. In a million years, we never thought that Emily could. There's a whole...